Next up, American Ragtime with Jack Rummel.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of Ragtime this evening. We are here for our spring fun drive here at KGNU, and I am very pleased to have Tanya Lohendorf on the other microphone there. We're going to do a little pledge wrapping together. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you, Jack.
Let's see. Our topic tonight, we were casting about, trying to think of something that might fit. March happens to be Women's History Month. And so we're focusing on women ragtimers, and more specifically, we are focusing on women ragtimers who are active in the 21st century, which is where we are today. And I'm pleased to say that I have a list here of 19 women. Many of them are full-time professionals. Others are highly talented amateurs, but all of them are performing ragtime today, either full-time or part-time. And that's quite a list, considering that back at the end of the at the beginning of the 20th century, ragtime was thought of as a men's thing, and women just didn't do that sort of thing.
Everything was thought of as a men's thing except for housework back then, though, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Cross-stitch, whatever.
Yeah, you're right. But that's all changed now for the better, and we really got some good stuff to listen to tonight. But I also need to remind you that this is our spring fun drive, and while we love to talk about our music and we love to talk about our community programs that we have down here at KGNU and the news and other things that we bring to you, when you get right down to the bottom line, it takes money to make it happen.
We have bills, just like everybody. We need to heat the station. We have lights. We have equipment. Yeah.
So it takes money. And fortunately, there are a lot of people out there who are regular listeners who have become KGNU members over the years and have pledged their support to KGNU and helped us with our fundraising activities. And we are asking those who are perhaps ready to renew, now would be a good time to do it. Or if you are a new listener for the first time, now would be a good time to become part of the KGNU family.
Also, if you're a solar member, just and you're giving $5, $10 a month quite painlessly, call in and increase that amount.
Solar stands for Sustainers of Local Radio. And we have a lot of those out there, too. And we want to recognize that they're a big part of what keeps KGNU on the air. So thank you all very much, any of you who are solar members. We are asking if you wish to make a financial pledge this evening, that you do it online. We don't have the personnel down here to answer the phones like we do during the 8 to 5 regular hours, I will say. we're the evening shift.
We kind of shoot from the hip and do it on our own here.
Yeah, that's right. So it's very easy. Go to your computer, go to kgnu.org, and information will pop up on the screen that will make it very, very easy for you to pledge online.
And of course, it is a secure site.
That's right. That's a good point to bring up. Minimum pledge, if you're starting from scratch here, is $60 for a year. And you get an awful lot of that back to you over the airwaves by listening to your community-powered radio station, KGNU. Having said all of that, and having hoped that it will trigger a few folks to pick up the telephone, or go to their computer, excuse me, and go to kgnu.org, we're going to get right into some of the better-known 21st century women ragtimers, and certainly one of the best known, and perhaps at the top of the heap right now, is from Canada. Her name is Mimi Blay. She's a favorite at all of the ragtime festivals. She's a marvelous performer and quite an entertainer as well. So here's an example of Mimi as she plays a piece from 1915 by Joseph Lamb called Ragtime Nightingale. Remember, that place to go is kgnu.org. Mimi Blay at the piano, an amazing performance there of the ragtime Nightingale. Well, I guess I need to remind folks that if you're listening to Ragtime tonight, especially if you are in the Denver-Boulder listening area, you are listening to the only radio program that features ragtime almost exclusively to be found anywhere in the United States. Thanks to the internet, you can hear it anywhere in the world, which really is a lot of fun because we get people calling in from various locations, even occasionally from outside the continental U.S. To support KGNU. To keep ragtime on the air, this is where you need to focus.
Yes, there we are. Every day at KGNU, we bring you a lot of eclectic musical programming.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to hear ragtime, as he said, anyplace else.
So there's all sorts of different music. I used to tell people that if you listen to KGNU long enough, you'll hear something that really turns you on, and you'll hear something that offends you. So it's all here.
Probably in the same show.
Well, won't get into that one. So we are featuring 21st century women ragtimers tonight, and let's move on to a lady named Kathy Craig. I first ran across Kathy when I was starting this show way back in the 1980s. She, as it turned out, was a fellow dentist. However, she gave up that career and went into music professionally full-time, became a studio pianist and a recording artist. And she still has not forgotten her love of ragtime. And so she has issued an album in the 21st century. And from that album, here is a piece by James Scott called Hilarity Rag. And this should have sort of an up-tempo approach. Let's see what she can do with that. And in the meanwhile, the place to be is in front of your computer, typing in kgnu.org. Thank you. regular listeners may have identified that that was not Hilarity Rag by James Scott. That was Rialto Ripples by George Gershwin, and that was not Kathy Craig. That was Mimi Blay for yet another one. And old Jack pushed the wrong button, but that's all right. Let's get right on to Hilarity Rag. All right, we finally got Kathy Craig there playing that, and a great ragtime pianist, and one that's been at it for a lot of years, so we're happy with that. We do have a goal tonight. We have been given the goal of $240 to raise between now and 9 o'clock, and that, of course, is a possibility. We have done very well in the past, and I think we have every reason to believe that we'll do very well tonight, but only if those listeners out there pick up, I keep saying pick up their phones, but we can't do that tonight. Turn on their computers and go to kgnu.org, and you can pledge securely online. Let's see. Tanya is checking that out to make sure that works, and yes, it does. So,
we have a new donation.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what else we do down here. Certainly, we report the local news. We were just talking about the unfortunate incident of the African-American man who was hassled by the police because he was picking up trash in his own yard. And that made the headlines, and you're probably wondering, well, what does KGNU have to do with that? Well, this morning there was a full-scale radio program on that, and actually, Tanya listened in on a little of that.
I didn't catch quite the whole thing, but I believe they spoke with the chief of police and everybody about what had happened and, you know, why some of the response was the way it was. But we do keep up on local news. And if you'd like to catch that, again, if you missed that, you can go to our archives and go to the Morning Magazine for the 7th of March, and you'll be able to hear that.
So there you are. And if you missed a particular program, perhaps this program tonight on Ragtime America, you can go to afterfm.com, and all of these programs have been archived, and they go back several months, maybe even several years. I'm not sure how far back they do go.
I think it's more toward years.
Yeah. So all of our programs are there, and it's a service that we offer. We do cover live music, my goodness, on some of our programs, most notably the music, or the bluegrass Saturday morning. It's almost a rarity not to have a live bluegrass band down here playing over the air. So other things are going on besides what you're listening to tonight. So pull up that chair right in front of your computer screen. Type in kgnu.org and hit the start button, and the website will pop up with instructions on how to make a secure pledge to the radio station down there. And of course, if you'd make it during our show, we would appreciate it very much, because we do have a goal to make. But I don't want to kill you with talking all the time, so let's move on to another 21st century woman ragtimer. And this is a lady named Judy Carmichael, who is located in the New York City area. And I first heard some of her recordings back in the days when they were being done on LP records. So she's been around a long time and was one of the first women that I know of that really got actively interested in the style of piano called stride piano, Harlem stride piano, and she is very talented and does a great job of it. So here from a CD that she released just a scant few years ago is a piece from Fats Waller called Minor Drag, written in 1929, and we're going to get right on to Judy Carmichael. And that website, once again, is kgnu.org. Ha 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 ha! That was Judy Carmichael along with her band and Minor Drag. And I want to recognize Charles from Lakewood, who has pledged. And we sincerely appreciate this donation from you, Charles. Thank you very, very much. We get this information because it's all done on the web now, and so it just automatically pops up on our screen and makes it easy. All right, well, a little notice here.
Everyone has a different reason for listening to KGNU.
I just love the strange things that come out of the radio. Very unique and different. That's what I love about KGNU. And there'll be these crazy songs that I would never hear anywhere else. Very diverse. No, I won't take the time to explore music because I'm doing something else, but I love that somebody else is exploring and exposing me to many different kinds of things. I love really good finds. That's what I feel like the DJs are doing for me. It's a very distinct radio station. I just like that they surprise me. I had to pull over on the side of the road and call some friends and tell them to listen to it. It makes me stop what I'm doing and grab the music.
Why do you listen? Go to KGNU to show your support.
Well, that was just an ordinary, regular listener of ours who was saying why she listens. And we all have our own personal reasons why we listen. But the fact remains that we're all supporters of KGNU, and we encourage you to do the same.
And Jack, you control the music that you play. Nobody tells you what to do. In fact, you even pitched this show 38 years ago and got it on the air, right?
That's right. That's right. I bring my own music. I have my own library. I bring my own music. Nobody questions me at the door to say, what are you going to play tonight?
Yeah.
As long as we obey the rules of decency, we can play anything we choose.
Yes, we're beholden to pretty much no one but you, the listener member. So be sure to support, whether you like the music, the eclectic music, the local coverage on the news, and or whatever it is, the programming, other programming we offer. Step up to the computer. It's so easy. You can even have your fuzzy slippers on right now. KGNU.org.
I can wear my bunny slippers?
You can wear your bunny slippers.
Okay, well, that's great. That's great. Anyway, let's move along here. Have another musical track. Anne Barnhart plays the flute and has been very active in the ragtime scene in the 21st century. She and her husband, Jeff, have issued probably a dozen CDs since the start of the 21st century. Here she is, along with Jeff, to play the Palm Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin from 1903.
Thank you.
that mood right along. Anne Barnhart on the flute, one of our lady ragtimers that we are featuring tonight. Well, we've had one person call in to pledge, or not call in. I can't get that out of my head.
It's what we usually do.
That's
what we usually say.
35-plus years, and now things have changed. We had one person who went to kgnu.org and pledged securely online, and I hope some others will consider doing that, especially those who are interested in supporting the particular music that you're hearing tonight, as well as supporting radio that is not told what to do and what to say, that doesn't have a pre-programmed list of what to say. So when somebody comes down and volunteers to be a DJ, somebody hands you a sheet of paper that says, this is what you're going to play tonight, and here's the stack of music. We don't do that down here. We also take requests and try to fill them whenever we can. And so you can actually ask for something to be played over the air, and if we can't fill that request right on the spot, maybe we can do it when the show comes up next week. So,
yeah, and another nice thing about that, where the internet comes in, is often if we don't have something in our archives, which are extensive, we can get it off of YouTube or some other streaming source.
You'll have to show me how to do that.
You got it.
I don't know how to do that, but that's all right. Tanya says it can be done, therefore it can be done.
I've done it.
All right, there we go, there we go. So let's, once again, let's pull up that chair in front of the computer screen and type in kgnu.org, hit the enter key, and go to our website and pledge securely online to support listener-supported, community-powered public radio here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and beyond, because we are heard across the United States and, if you really want to get down to it, around the world. So, amazing technology. Okay, all right, another woman ragtimer who is very active in the 21st century. In fact, she just sent me a brand new CD, which I have not gone through yet, so I'm not going to play a selection from that. But here is a selection from a very recent CD that Sue Keller did. Sue is a very active ragtime pianist. She also took charge of the Scott Joplin Ragtime Festival in Sedalia for a number of years. So she's knee-deep in ragtime, that's for sure. This is called The Smiler from 1907 by Percy Wenrich. Here is Sue. And remember the address, it's www.kgnu.org. Thank you. That was Sue Keller, and that was The Smiler. And I want to extend a big thanks to a very good friend of mine, Fred, out in La Crescenta, California, who has made a donation to our spring fund drive. Fred has been active in ragtime circles actually longer than I have. So he's been doing it for a very long time. He's a scholar. He's a composer. He plays publicly. So just a really great guy. And thank you very much, Fred, for keeping ragtime alive on the airwaves. We appreciate that.
Well, and KGNU promotes musicians and artists also from our local community, which is something you don't hear too much on any other station. We play their music, and we even bring them into the studio, like you said, on a bluegrass show. It's pretty rare not to have a live musician on, and yeah. Many of them are local. Yeah. And another way of keeping underrepresented or underplayed music alive.
Yeah. And we go out and seek this outside of the confines of this studio. You will find us set up at the farmer's market on Saturdays now and then, especially when the weather gets nicer and the snow melts.
Yes, and it will melt. It's coming.
Okay. And we also broadcast live from Lyons, the Bluegrass Festival up in Lyons. And we're making more and more efforts to get out and broadcast live from various locales to support parts of our community that we feel strongly need to be supported. So we hope that you feel strongly enough to support KGNU that you will go to your computer and pull out your chair and turn on the screen and hit kgnu.org and pledge securely at that point. And let's get on to another ragtime musician. This woman is from New Zealand. Her name is Nicola Melville, and she is a classically trained musician who has played concerts with symphonies in various locales. But she decided to record the complete ragtime music of William Albright, a great composer from Michigan who passed away several years ago. And she's done a marvelous job. And this is one of my favorite pieces. It's from 1969, co-written by William Bokum and William Albright. It's called Brass Knuckles. And the approach to the piano is a little bit different. Some of the sections are supposed to be played with, suggestion is brutal and loutish. So let's listen to Nicola Melville while you pledge securely online. Thank you. right. Brass Knuckles. I should have mentioned that it was written in a very interesting approach to things. First, William Albright wrote a section, and then he sent that off to William Bolcom, and he looked it over, and then he wrote another section and then returned it, and they went back and forth and composed this piece together. And it's become a very requested number by, certainly by Bolcom. Unfortunately, Bill Albright's no longer with us. Well, we're down to the final 10 minutes or so of the show, and Tanya will be taking over at 9 o'clock to do Swing Shift, so I'll be looking forward to hearing that.
On your drive home, and I've got some different stuff to play, but we'll talk about that in 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Right now, we want you to shuffle on over to your computer and type in kgnu.org.
That's right. That's right. And support Ragtime on the Air, support community radio, support diverse programming. Those are three areas that are big in my book. So we appreciate all those who have supported us in the past and hope you will continue to do so. And it's not too late. You can still, as she says, shuffle over to your computer.
Okay, with Ragtime playing, maybe you're not going to shuffle. Maybe it's going to be a bit more sprightly.
Yeah, you can do the two-step over there.
That's right.
The buck and wing or something like that, and get over there and type in kgnu.org. Follow the directions. It's very, very easy. You can also become a Solar member if you haven't already done that, sustainer of local radio, where a small amount of money is taken out of your bank account each month and goes into the station's bank account. We have major fund drives twice a year, but the bills come in every month, and so by withdrawing a little bit of money and putting it into our account each month, if we get enough people to do that, then we have a much easier time handling our monthly bills that come in.
Well, and another great suggestion, I mean, I'm a Solar member and I have been doing that for quite a few years. Increase it by 25 cents or 50 cents a month. You can upgrade it. Most people are not going to notice a quarter or 50 cents, but it all adds up. A lot of people giving a little supports your community radio station.
Besides, what else can you do for 50 cents a month?
That's true, and it has value here.
It has value here, so keep that in mind. All right, well, we'll try to get a couple more musical pieces in and turn now to a delightful young lady whom I have come to know. Stephanie Trick is her name. When I first saw her, I don't think she was out of high school, but maybe she was, and was at a music festival along with a chaperone and was playing stride piano like I almost had never heard before. Played that way. And she has gone on to become world famous as a stride pianist. So here from a concert that she gave in St. Louis not too many years ago is a piece by James P. Johnson from 1917 called Mule Walk. And here is Stephanie Trick, and that computer screen is calling you. Thank you. Stephanie Trick live in St. Louis. It's a live, untouched performance by her. She is so good. Well, we have time for one more piece, and we have time for one more request for support for KGNU. But we're going to have to hustle, so we're going to suggest that you one step over to your computer screen, which is a faster dance move. And
no more shuffling.
No more shuffling. Yeah. No more bunny slippers. Put on your track shoes, because we'd sure like to get another pledge here before time runs out. Such as Richard, who just pledged. We appreciate that. Richard is from Longmont, and so this is a local pledge, and those are very, very important to us. So thank you, Richard, for listening to Ragtime and for supporting it. I hope you will feel a part of the Ragtime community, but most importantly, a part of the KGNU community, because that's where we are.
Well, typed in from his computer that we're all asking you to dance on over to. Anyway, he mentioned it was specifically to support Jack Rummel's Ragtime show.
Wow.
And it's wonderful. Wow. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you very, very much. Okay, we're going to go out with one last piece, one last female performer, and that's Virginia Tischner. We've got a whole lot more to draw from, but we're out of time. And Virginia is the daughter of Trevor Tischner, who was a very famous ragtimer, composer, author, historian, whatever. And she plays her father's music, I think, better than anybody else now. He passed away several years ago, but she's keeping it alive. And so we're going to listen to Virginia now as she plays a piece her father wrote in 1966 called It's a Long Way Back Home. And this is Jack Rummel, and I have Tanya Lowendorf with us, but stay tuned, because you will have Tanya with you in the upcoming hour. And thanks for joining us on Ragtime America. Thanks to those who have pledged and those who will pledge. And let's get on with Virginia.
on guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low. Hello, 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 how low. With the lights out, less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid, contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. I'm a lotto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah. I'm worse at what I do best, and for this gift I do feel blessed. And our little group has always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 how low.
Hello, it's 9:04. You're listening to Swing Shift here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm doing something a little bit different this evening. I am playing swing covers of rock songs, and that was Paul Anka singing Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. And have more of that coming up. It's kind of interesting. And in the meantime, while the music's playing, why don't y'all come on over to your computers and show your support for diverse and eclectic music here, and go to KGNU.